So reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Text number 32, The Universal Form, chapter 11. Correct? Yes. Please repeat. Shri Bhagavan Avacha Kalosmi Lokashaya Krit Pravidyo Lokan Samahatum Iha Pravitta Ritepi Twam Na Bhavishyanti Sarve Ye Vasishtita Pratyankikeshu Yodaha Sri Bhagavan Vacha Kalosmi Lokashayakrit Pravidyo Lokan samahatam iha pravittaha Ritepi twamna bhavishyanti sarve Yeva vashtita prayandi keshu yodaha Sri Bhagavan Avacha Kalosmi Lokashayakrit Pravidyo Lokan Samahatam Iha Pravitta Ritepi Twamna Bhavishyanti Sarve Yeva Vishtita Prakyanikeshu Yodaha Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kalosmi Lokashayakrit Pravidyo Lokan Samahatum Iha Pravitta Ritepi Twamna Bhavishyanti Sarve Ye Vashtita Prayanikeshu Yodaha Pratyanikeshu. Okay, have a go.
Thank you.
So, please repeat. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. The Personality of Godhead said. Kalaha. Time. Asmi. I am. Loka. Of the worlds. Shayakrit. The Destroyer. Pravidaha. Great. Lokan. Of all people. Samahatum. In destroying. Iha. In this world. Pravittaha. Engaged. Rite. Without. Except for. Api. Even. Twam. You. Na. Never. Bhavishyanti. Will be. Sarve. All. Ye. Who. Avishtitaha. Situated. Prati Anikeshu. On the opposite sides. Yodha. The soldiers. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people, with the exception of you, the Pandavas. All the soldiers here, on both sides, will be slain. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people, with the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here, on both sides, will be slain. Purport Srila Prabhupada. Although Arjuna knew that Krishna was his friend and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was puzzled by the various forms exhibited by Krishna. Therefore he asked further about the actual mission of this devastating force. It is written in the Vedas that the Supreme Truth destroys everything, even the Brahmanas. As stated in the Katha Upanishad 1.2.25, Yasya Brahma cha Shaktram cha Udbe Bhavata Udhana Mrityu Yasyo Pase Chanam cha Ita Veda Yatra Saha. Eventually all the Brahmins, Kshatriyas and everyone else are devoured like a meal by the Supreme. This form of the Supreme Lord is the all-devouring giant, and here Krishna presents himself in that form of all-devouring time. Except for a few Pandavas, everyone who was present on that battlefield would be devoured by him. Arjuna was not in favor of the fight. That's indigestion. And he thought it was better not to fight. Then there would be no frustration. In reply, the Lord is saying that even if he did not fight, every one of them would be destroyed, for that was his plan. If Arjuna stopped fighting, they would die in another way. Death could not be checked, even if he did not fight. In fact, they were already dead. Time is destruction, and all manifestations are to be vanquished by the desire of the Supreme Lord. That is the law of nature. Mukham karochi vachalam bhangam laite grim yar kripa tamam bande shri guru dinatarinam kalosmi lokashaya krit pravidho Sri Bhagavan vacha kalosmi lokashaya krit pravidho lokan samahatum iha pravittah rite pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve Yeva Vishtitaha Prakyangnikeshu Yodaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people, with the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. Yes. So Krishna is time, the ultimate ruler. So before, this is the answer to Krishna's question. Arjuna's question. There's a description here. Yes. We'll start from text number 25, just to get the context. You see that? This is Arjuna addressing the universal form, because he is extremely bewildered to see this Shakti. The universal form is related to the activities of the Supersoul. Krishna earlier has said, I pervade and support this whole material creation. So that is reference to the Supersoul. And he is the dispenser of karma. He's the ultimate controller, is the expansion of Krishna in the material world. And he supervises the karma, or the results of karma, of the living entity. So because in the material world, generally everyone is performing bad karma, it's not a pretty sight to see all in one place what Krishna is doing in his Leela as Paramatma. In fact, it's quite horrific, because the material world is horrific. It is a place of birth, death, old age and disease, none of which are particularly enjoyable. In fact, they're all terrible. It's not nice to be born, birth, death. It's not nice to die. It's not nice, birth, death. Jara and Vyadi, they're like brother and sister. Old age and disease, they're not very pleasant. But that is the body. Birth, death, old age and disease. And so Krishna as Super Soul is supervising all that out of his mercy, hoping that one time the living entity will become frustrated with this existence and inquire into the absolute truth, the cause of all causes. So Arjuna is seeing that activity of Krishna as Paramatma. Has already been told that in this universal form you can see anything you desire to see about this material world. So of course in this description there's description of the battle, because you can imagine Arjuna at this time is concerned with the battle, his brothers, and what the outcome of the battle will be. So in the description here we see what Krishna Arjuna is seeing in the universal form. O all-pervading Vishnu, seeing you with many radiant colors, touching the sky, your gaping mouths and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed with fear. So it's a gigantic universal form, and we all understand we're very small. Just like if you go to Mayapur during the festival, right? Mayapur festival time, Lord Chaitanya's birth. Often there's a gigantic thunderstorm because it's cold air is meeting the hot air. It's a change of season time, March about. So I remember once I was on the building there sharing a room with Vasu Ghosh. And the thunderstorm came, and I went out on the veranda, and there was such a huge clap that I felt it within my heart, and I had to dash back inside the room. So That is just one thunderclap in the middle of Bengal. So what do you imagine to see? The universal forms. Huh? You can imagine. So we feel very small, even when we see the material nature. Huh? Just a thunderstorm, right? Or a tsunami or something like this. We feel very, if you can, yeah, I'm dry as a bone. Thank you so much. So we feel very small. And so Arjuna is seeing the universal form, he's feeling very, very tiny. Where is it? What happened? Yes. My mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind. O Lord of Lords, O Refuge of the Worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing thus your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered. All this, now as you see, this is what he, like I said before, he can see anything he wants. Because Super Soul is doing everything, past, present and future, in every place. So Arjuna can look at the universal form and see anything he wants. So now he's concerned about the battle, as I say. Thank you so much. So he's seeing the battle. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, how many were there? 100, yes. Along with their allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna. That's on the opposite side, you see that? And our chief soldiers also are rushing into your fearful mouths, and some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. So that's much worse than a little thunderstorm in springtime on the veranda. It's even as the many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouths. I see all people rushing full speed into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in a blazing fire. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people from all sides with all your flaming mouths. Maybe this is indigestion of Vishnu eating Dhritarashtra. Covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rays. O Lord of Lords, so fierce of form, please tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances to you. Please be gracious to me. You are the primal Lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is. You see that he says here, please tell me who you are. Right? I'm seeing it, but please tell me. I'm bewildered. I'm unsteady in mind. What's going on? And then the answer, Kalosmi aham. Time I am. The great destroyer of the worlds. So time destroys the worlds. Right? I have come here to destroy all people. So both things are mentioned, right? We have the worlds. You can think of that in terms of the material energy. Huh? The energy. And then there is the living entities. So he's destroying all people. So all the energy, all the, it's all going to be wiped clean, digested, if you like. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. So of course, everyone in this material world will be slain. Huh? So time I am. And what was the other absolute in the 10th chapter? Mrityu sarva harascha aham. So time is carrying us to just like a slow train in India, to Calcutta, which is death. Neck cutter. Kali, oh, now it's Kolkata. Huh? Yes, Kolkata. Neck cutter. So everyone is going to be polished off by time. Now this is very interesting, is it not? Because generally we think of God as a person. So we hear Krishna's time I am, kalosmi aham. It is the energy of Krishna, the effect of Krishna, manifest in the material world. And achincha bheda bheda, therefore inconceivably one and different, therefore it is Krishna. So this is one thing. Often people say, show me God, right? Show me God. Where is God? Well, they expect you to have God in your pocket and pull it out, like some kind of doll or something, some stupid idea they have. As if God is on their beck and call, Prabhupada explains this. This is their arrogance. Show me God. Okay, show me the president of your country. You can't even do that, and we know he exists, but you can't show it. But here is something that you can see. Here's something you conceive of. The effect of time. We all know that time is changing us, right? Of course, we think in eternal terms. When we see an old man, we think that's an old man. But we forget that person was once a young boy playing football in the street, stealing money from the mother's purse and buying a bar of chocolate. We forget that. And we say, oh, this is a young girl. No, but she'll also be an old lady. Oh, this is a sapling. But one time it'll be cut down and it'll be a plank of wood. So everything is changing, but because we are an eternal spirit soul, we tend to think that this is the situation. And we want everything to stay the same. We don't want change. But change comes along, forced by time. And it is irrevocable. You cannot stand against time. You cannot conquer time. Time will conquer everything. It is all devouring. So this is something to contemplate. And when we contemplate, we should understand that this is not just for other people or other material or the material energy, but for us. Or rather, not for us, but for our material body, our material mind. So within the material body and mind is the eternal soul. And if we understand that, then we become free of fear of time. Right? So how do you understand that you're not the body? Through the knowledge of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, and by contemplating this, performing sadhana bhakti, become situated within the self, realizing your spiritual nature, not identifying with the external paraphernalia, identifying with the material body or the mind, but discovering the inner self, the soul. And what's the best way to do that in Kali Yuga? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we chant, we should be trying to realize our own spiritual nature. And then dedicate that spiritual nature to Krishna. And then we will become free of the fear of time. Kalosmi aham. Now it's very interesting, destroyer of the worlds, but also ultimately Time is also the generating seed of existence. If you remember in the 10th canto, when Krishna said, Mrityu sarva harascyaham, then he immediately, you know, I am all devouring death, then he said, I am also the generating seed of all existence. So yes, Krishna is generating the living entities, the material nature, he's governing everything. But ultimately, this universe will be destroyed. It will be dissolved into the pradhan. It will go back. Now, this is very interesting, that time is mentioned here with stress as the destroyer of the worlds. So this is what Arjuna's mind is upon, this great battle, this great destructive battle. So he's seeing the universal form in that way. He's not seeing it as the generating seed of all existence. He's seeing it in according to what his mindset is. So, and it's very interesting also, kalosmi aham. So we should understand that this Kala Shakti is also an aspect of whom in the Vedas. When Mahavishnu glances at the Durga Devi, right, that glance contains the Kala Shakti. It contains the living entities. It contains the individual desires of the living entities, and it contains their karmic fruits. And that glance also is the energy of the Supreme Lord as Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, kalosmi aham. And this time factor, this energy of Krishna, glancing upon Durga Devi, the embodiment of the material energy expanded from Srimati Radharani, this glance impregnates in the womb of the material nature and creates the Mahatattva. And it is explained in the descriptions of this big glance that this Kala Shakti, which contains the conceptions of past, present and future, the three phases of material time, this breaks the equilibrium of the pradhan. What is the pradhan? The pradhan is also known as the karana duck, the causal ocean. It is the basic substance of material energy. It is a transformation of the chit shakti. The chit shakti is the basic spiritual energy of the spiritual world. So we are informed in the Brahma Samhita and by the Acharya's commentaries that this chit shakti is exuded by Mahavishnu in eternal time in his Leela, just like Krishna is emanating the spiritual shakti, the chit shakti. So Mahavishnu is emanating the pradhan. So they're both emanations from Krishna ultimately. However, this pradhan is the chit shakti contained with the element, with the extra element of tamas. Not tamagun, but tamas, which means forgetfulness in this context. This is the chit shakti with an admixture of tamas. And this tamas is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of what? Forgetfulness of the Supreme. Now you can understand this if you understand that Mahavishnu is lying down within this pradhan in a lower state of consciousness, if you like, yoga nidra. in his pastime as slumber, right? He's slumbering on the bed of an antasesh within the pradhan, and so the chit shakti that he's emanating has the element of tamas. Now why? What happens to you when you sleep? You forget your own identity, right? And you may think I'm a king or a tiger or whatever. We're on the back to program. A very bad dream. Anyway, but the thing is, you forget your normal identity and you're forgetting. So in his leela, now we can understand, as above, so below. When we go to sleep, we forget our normal identity, right? Our daytime identity, you can say. So this is tamas, forgetfulness. So this forgetfulness of Vishnu, of himself, is the basic nature of the material nature. The basic element, try to understand. So the material nature, once it is broken into the different material elements, the working senses, the knowledge acquiring senses, the gross elements, the subtle elements, once this is all coming out of the pradhan in variety, but they all carry this element of tamas, forgetfulness. Whereas the spiritual chit-shakti naturally awakens us to spiritual identity and remembrance and meditation and samadhi, whereas the material nature has the effect of making us forgetfulness of what? Our identity as part and parcels of the Supreme. Do you understand the root? Now, the root. So if somebody meditates on any aspect of the material nature with the enjoying mood, he will naturally forget the Supreme Lord. Do you see how it works in a technical way? Whereas if he meditates on the spiritual energy with a save above, a mood of bhakti, he will naturally remember the Supreme Lord and his own identity. Do you see the division? So this Kala Shakti, part of the big glands, is known or experienced as the understanding of past, present and future. And this breaks the equilibrium of the pradhan and creates the three modes of material nature. Do you understand? The three modes of material nature are created within the effect of past, present and future. And therefore the living entity experiences material time. A sense of past, a sense of the future, a sense of the presence. He separates them. But if one meditates on the spiritual identity, he realizes eternal time. Just because that is part of the tamas. That is part of the material energy. It makes us forget the Supreme and it makes us experience this life, this consciousness in terms of past, present and future. But if the consciousness is withdrawn from the material energy and focused at the lotus feet of Krishna, then he remembers the Supreme Lord and he lives within eternal time. And he directly realizes that personally himself. Now you can get a hint of that by contemplating that even though we have a remembrance of the past and consider a dream of the future, actually our whole life is a series of now. Is it not? You can understand that? We only experience now. We don't experience past. We experienced past as now. And we will experience the future, our projection of the future, as now. So if you can contemplate this aspect, then you can understand eternal time. And you can contemplate eternal time in that terms. It is existence without the conditioning concepts of past, present and future. And this is related to Lord Shiva. Why? Because Lord Shiva is the guna avatar of what? Tamagun. Right? Brahma is Shaktivesh avatar, passion. Vishnu, guna avatar for goodness, maintenance. And Shiva is the guna avatar for tamagun, which means Shiva. When we see Shiva, you know the big murti you see? The ring of fire, what is he doing? The dance of destruction. That's his leela, right? When the universe is going to be totally destroyed, Lord Shiva performs his dance of destruction. He destroys everything. So therefore, you can understand how it says here, how Krishna says, time I am the great destroyer. Kala Shakti is an aspect of Lord Shiva which is expanded from Krishna, and it is the destroyer. He is the Tamagun. So you see how it's all related? You see how the basic functions are all expressions of the Supreme Lord's Leela. They can all be traced back to Krishna. And then I'm come here to destroy all people. Now in this, you, of course, the material energy is also maintained, it's also creational. Janma is there, birth, generating seed of all existence. But ultimately, the whole slate is wiped clean. Everything. Everything in the material world, everything that we think is wonderful, is just... Is that me? Is it Krishna? Maybe my time is up, as they say. It's Mahapurusha, but a friend, not the Supreme Mahapurusha. I'll phone him later. So it was a message from Mahapurusha that time is going to destroy us all, and we should understand that. And how to become free of this illusory phenomena of transition of time is by understanding this very thing, that we're not made for this. What has Bhaktivinoda said? Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Forget the past that sleeps and ne'er the future dream at all, but act in times that are with ye. Act in now. And progress ye shall call. That's in Sahagrahi Vaishnava. Forget the past that sleeps. People become neurotic when they become too obsessed with something. He did this to me, my wife did that. And they become neurotic. Forget the past, let it go. All the things that happened to us, let it go, Bhaktivinoda says. Forget the past. And near the future dream at all. Now that doesn't mean to say we don't have a plan, but Bhaktivinoda is meaning don't dream about some material perfection in the future. But act now. Because if you act now, you can create your future. So Bhaktivinoda is making a very strong point here that we should be proactive. You understand? Instead of being carried by time, oh, this happened to me in the past, but I hope it'll be better in the future. No, act now. Be proactive. We all have some energy. We all have some knowledge. Act upon that and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Read the Shastra, contemplate Krishna in the now. Because Krishna is in the now. He's in our dreams also, he's in the past also. But now, if you want to go to Krishna, remember Krishna now. Don't think, I'll do it in the future, I'll do it in... No, act now. Be proactive. And then the effect of time will become our servant. What is the thing that we should maintain in the present? It is loilam. It is the desire to realize Krishna. But sometimes people... Last week one lady asked how you can become Krishna conscious, and we said sadhu sangha. Yes, but what will you get from sadhu sangha? You'll get lolam, you'll get faith, and on the basis of faith you'll desire, oh, I have belief in the sublime nature of Krishna consciousness. I have belief that I can become Krishna conscious. Right? And then you should desire. So the whole, the final point, and this is what Bhaktivinoda also writes in Marketplace of the Holy Name. What is that called? Namhatta? Is it Lord Chaitanya? Lord Nityananda has opened a marketplace. And he's selling the holy name. And how do you buy the holy name? You pay with... Huh? The fans are so terrible. With lolam. When he says giving the holy name, he's giving Krishna to everyone. How can you get Krishna? The price you have to pay is desire. That's all. Now we're all knowing how to desire, right? We're all desiring this and desiring that. We're choosing some object of desire. So now we have to adopt Krishna and Krishna's service, realization of Krishna, the service of Krishna's devotees as our desire. And then time will take us to that perfection. Lord Shiva, Vaishnava Yatha Shambhu, he will become the servant of the aspiring devotee and take that devotee to Krishna, to Krishna consciousness. So this is very important, to be proactive and understand that we will get the result. We are architect of our own destiny. And instead of putting things off into the future and becoming neurotic about the past, we should act now, in the present. Because ultimately, that is all we've got. We only have now. And therefore, Prabhupada always makes the point in many lectures, he says, the most valuable thing is time. Because even if you have billions and trillions of dollars, you cannot buy back one moment. So Krishna is time. So Krishna cannot be bought with money. You cannot pull Krishna. You can get Krishna by lolam. Krishna gives, responds to the desire of his devotee. But I always remember one story, we'll finish this story. When I was a young lad in England, there was one nice Indian gentleman. He was advanced in years. I was only 20 odd then. And I used to give the classes in Soho Street. And he liked my class. He used to come to the classes. And one day he told me a story. He said, "Oh, very nice class, Keshi Dhamma, very nice. I want to tell you a story." He said, "This story is about Narada Muni. He went to see Ma Vishnu. And Mahavishnu said, sit there." I don't know where this story came from, but it's very instructional. please Narada, sit there. Many devotees, they were coming, and some people said, oh, please help me find a good wife. Mahavishnu said, yes, okay. And another devotee said, oh, I'm having trouble in my business. Vishnu said, okay. Then another person said, oh, Vishnu, I want to be your devotee. Then Vishnu said, well, sit over there. And then another person said, oh, I need a bigger car and a new television set. Vishnu said, oh, okay. And then another person said, came and he said, oh, Vishnu, I want to be your devotee. And then Vishnu said, wait over there. So then Narada Muni, after some time, asked Vishnu, he said, they're coming and they're asking to your devotees, you're giving all the material things. He says, why are you telling the ones that be, the ones that want to be your devotee, why are you telling them to wait over there? Huh? So Vishnu says to Mahavishnu, Narada, says, well, look, giving these material things is nothing. But if I give pure devotion, I'm giving myself. So I'm a little bit careful. I'm making them wait. I'm just checking them. I'm seeing them. Huh? And that which is attained too easily is often discarded, is it not? Yeah. If you get something very easily, but if you have to work for something, you get some self-esteem and you get the value of that object. So yes, it takes some time to achieve Krishna. And also that is necessary, just like in Lord Chaitanya. You know, he escaped from the Gambhira, and you know, in his Mahabhav ecstasy, you know the story. And all the devotees, they couldn't see him, so they went searching. And some went searching on the beachfront, and they saw a fisherman, and he was completely ecstatic but bewildered, like almost like a madman. So all the devotees, Shivas, Thakurtha, oh, this is where Lord Chaitanya is here, because Lord Chaitanya makes everyone mad. So they said, they talked to the fisherman. He said, what happened? Fisherman said, well, I pulled in this big turtle or something in my net. I'm fishing at night, and I touched it, and I just went bewildered and like that. So Srivas Thakur, I think it was, hit him on the head, said, now that ghost has gone, a ghost has come, you'll be okay now. So then they saw Lord Chaitanya in his ecstatic form. So that fisherman, he become completely ecstatic in one moment, touching the form of Lord Chaitanya. Huh? So to realize Krishna is a big thing. It is the ultimate thing. It has to be done step by step. You see, a devotee has to learn how to handle ecstasy, how to handle love of God, step by step. If it just arrives in 1 second, then it is very bewildering. Huh? So this is an important thing. So we should be patient, but we should know that time is on our side, because Krishna here is destroying the enemies of the Pandavas, serving his devotees. But time for a devotee is Krishna, and time is taking the devotee to Krishna and full realization. So along the journey we should chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, we'll finish on that point. Any question? Of course. You have a question, quick.
I'm
not destroying time. Time is the destroyer.
Time is the destroyer. So, in the beginning, it showed that Pandavas were having so many difficulties. In the beginning. Then later on, after Kurukshetra, they got everything.
After what?
After Kurukshetra war, after the war record everything. So the time, so that before the time was not good for them, that's why they were suffering. And when the time came, they got everything. So this is, can you explain about this thing there? How it is?
This is Krishna's Leela with his devotee. The Mahabharata, Krishna is eternally engaged in Leela with all his devotees. This, the Mahabharata, of which Bhagavad Gita is a part, is one of those Leelas. And it is meant to instruct. The Mahabharata is the fifth Veda, and the Bhagavad Gita is the Vedanta Sutra of the fifth Veda. It is the Gita Upanishad, it is a considered Upanishad. It directs us to the Supreme Lord. So the Mahabharata, the Leela of Krishna with the Pandavas and all the other personalities, is meant for the instruction of the universe. That's the reason. To bring light into the material world.
I mean, just when you are giving example now, that people came to Vishnu, and those who want something, he gave them, for devotees, he made them wait. And he asked them, that, why are you asking him to wait? Because I want to see them properly. So similarly, when Lord wanted to see Pandavas, that's why he gave him all this difficulty, and that's why he was...
I don't understand the question. You'll have to make it clearly.
He narrated Narada Vishnu story.
Huh?
Narada Vishnu.
Sorry?
Devotees to wait and material persons.
Material things was given.
You narrated one story when Narada met Vishnu.
Yeah.
He gave everything to material persons and devotees to wait.
Yeah.
He's asking.
Well, I explained that in the following story, that it takes time to realize Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth, unlimited absolute truth. Just to realize a little aspect of that unlimited absolute truth is a great endeavor.
So when the time comes, then only then will you get the realization. Otherwise, we are trying our best.
Well, you should be getting realization all the time. If you're following the practice of bhakti, you'll be realizing Krishna at every moment. That's what I'm saying. That's what Bhakti Vinod, that's what I'm trying to say. Bhakti Vinod says, don't dream about some perfection in the future. Now chant. Now study the Shastra. Now do your sadhana. You understand? Don't put it off. We don't know when death is coming. It might come in the next moment. But we don't know. So let's not waste time.
That is going on.
Huh?
The practice should go on.
Of course. Is there any other question? Yes.
Definitely know my tiny brain and thoughts. Just one quick question. When you said, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I think that's...
Hare Krishna. Just a quick question. When you said, when Mahavishnu is on, I'm not confident speaking on the mic. Is that fine?
Well, try it. Try a new thing. You've got a nice voice.
Thank you.
Let the universe hear it.
Thank you. No more questions. So you told when Mahavishnu is on a half sleep. He has this forgetfulness, that's why we are also getting a forgetfulness when we sleep.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, you see, the root of all, you see, as above, so below.
Yes, it's because as
so
above,
if you
so
want
below.
To understand everything, you understand it in relationship to Krishna.
So
in that Leela of Mahavishnu, he is also enjoying Yoga Nidra. So in our material reflection, we also sleep and we forget ourselves.
So is that relative?
Huh?
Like we forget the relation with the Supreme. Does he also forget the relation?
Well,
with
he
us?
Never. It's his Leela. But you read Brahma Samhita, it explains that Mahavishnu is consorting with Ramadevi. Ramadevi. Lakshmi Devi. Rama. Particularly means spirit. He's consorting. Just like in this material world. We're consorting with so many people. So this is one leela of Krishna as Mahavishnu. Ultimately Radharani is Ramadevi. And they are creating the forgetfulness of the material world out of their mercy for the living entities who want to forget Krishna and become little enjoyers of the lower material energy, you see. Just like Krishna is the enjoyer of the spiritual energy, so Krishna, in this leela of the material world, has created a situation where we can become little Krishnas and try to enjoy this lower energy. You understand? Krishna is Parama Purusha. That means enjoyer of Shakti, Srimati Radharani. But his enjoyment is not like we enjoy, we try to dominate like Hiranyakashipu and exploit. But Krishna's enjoyment in the spiritual world is service. Just that's love. If you love somebody, you care for that person. You care for that person's happiness. But in the perverted consciousness, we try to enjoy the lower energy, but we're really caring about ourselves. So that is the reflection, that is the distorted consciousness of the covered living entity. But he thinks himself an enjoyer of this world. Right? I've got a television, I've got a wife, I've got children, I've got status. Huh? But then time comes and says, no, this is... Learn, try to learn, you're not an enjoyer. You can't enjoy. This is lower energy. Huh? Just like the fish, you can't enjoy being on the beach. Huh? Even if you give him a parasol and you give him a fan, the fish is only happy if he goes back into the ocean. So, we're in this material world trying to be Krishna, the supreme enjoyer. But we're all failing. And that is the mercy of Krishna. So the material energy, from our point of view, gives us some sense of being the supreme enjoyer. But then it also cuts that enjoying mood. Naturally, because we can't enjoy something that is foreign to our nature. So we try to enjoy in an illusory way, but we always come up unsatisfied. No matter how much money, no matter how much power, no matter how much sensuality, we're never satisfied. We never feel Atmaram, because this is a perverted condition. We always feel there's something wrong. We always feel alienated in this material world, right? But in the spiritual world, that's our home. So Krishna's enjoyment is not like the perverted consciousness of the materially conditioned souls. Krishna's enjoyment is his generosity to give happiness. Eko yo didadati kamam. He's fulfilling everyone's desire. You see? So that is, he is Atmaram. But all these living entities and the leela he engages in, it develops, you can say, his pleasure. These things are for contemplation. You read Nectar of Devotion, the later stages of Jiva Dharma. You read the leela of Krishna described by the Goswamis, and then you understand But at first you should understand that Krishna is not a selfish exploiter like we try to enjoy. He's enjoying just like a mother or a father, they enjoy by seeing the child develop. Right? Their happiness is the happiness of the child. Or the happiness of the child is their happiness. You see? They're satisfied in themselves. So Krishna is full of unlimited pleasure. He's the source of everything. Everything about Krishna is unlimited. So out of his generosity, he wants everyone, many other people to enjoy. Right? That is the nature of person. Persons, they want to interact with other people. For some time, you may go to sleep or sit in your room in solitude. But solitude can turn to loneliness. Right? But solitude, and then you want to interact with people. Have a chat, go for a meal. And then you enjoy. Yeah. So all those things that we have, they're in Krishna. So we are, all the principles that we are experiencing, like sleeping, consciousness, whatever, they're ultimately bestowed, they're all aspects of the Supreme Lord's Leela with His energy, Srimati Radharani. You understand? Everything is coming aham sarvasya prabhavo. So everything in all the different things we experience, they're ultimately from Krishna. You see, Krishna, there's three aspects of Krishna. If you want to remember Krishna, three aspects. One is Hari Ishvara. He's the supreme controller. Why is he the supreme controller? Because Janmadi Ashyata. Everything is coming from him. Second aspect is Achincha Shakti. He's got unlimited energies, unlimited in variety, unlimited in depth. But then the third aspect is Rasavai Saha. That he is the source of rasa. This material world isn't just energy. The spiritual world isn't just energy. It's also full of rasa, mellow taste. It's full of neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental rasa, conjugal rasa, laughter, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, ghastliness. These are all tastes that we experience in the consciousness. So Krishna is Rasavai Saha. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So the holy name is the very form of all transcendental bellows. So Krishna is supreme source and controller. Krishna has unlimited energies, but is also rasa. So all the rasas that we experience, ultimately they are expanded from Krishna. You see? This is Vaishnavism. This is personalism. You see? So everything's coming from Krishna. So everything that we experience, everything can be seen in relationship to Krishna. Just like Arjuna, he's looking at the universal form, he's seeing it. And how to see it? As time. Time is changing everything. Time ultimately is the ruler of this world. Time controls everything. Nothing can overcome time. You can't turn back the time. You can't make it go faster. You can't make it go slower. Time is supreme. Right? So if you meditate in that way, if you realize Krishna, Janati Purushottam, so Sasava Vidvajati Mam, Sava Vavena Bharata. One who realizes me as the Supreme, Purushottam, Supreme Person, Uttama, highest, ultimate. He is the knower of everything, Janati Purushottam, Sasa Savavid, he knows everything, Sava Bhavena, no, he engages in my service, Sava Bhavena, and he becomes the knower of everything. Just like in the material world, everyone is in illusion about everything, about politics, about sociology, about science, they're all in illusion. But if you realize Krishna, you're always in enlightenment. You understand? That's enlightenment. In the spiritual world, everyone's enlightened. In the material world, the enjoyers of the they're all in illusion. You see? They don't understand everything. They think that God is a big mathematician. Or they think there is no God. Or they can understand everything by mathematics. Or it was a big bang. But it's a big glance, I always tell people. It's not a big bang, it's a big glance. Vishnu looks at Mahavishnu, glances. That's the Shakti, Lord Shiva, containing all the living entities. Therefore, in one sense, Lord Shiva is the God of this material world, because he is the time factor. You understand? He's like the local God, if you like. And Durga Devi is the goddess of the material world. He's like, because Lord Shiva is the time factor. So he's the God of this world. The local God. Because, but above time factor is eternality. So Krishna, in that sense, understand? Huh? Yes, you chant and you know, now you're hearing these things. So now you will contemplate them, and by grace of Paramatma you'll get realization. And then you'll go to Krishna. And you'll live eternally with Krishna. You'll enter Samadhi. Samadhi means you're always thinking of Krishna. So, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us to see Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. Because everything is coming from Krishna. So the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, they show us how everything is related to the Supreme Source. And when we realize Krishna, then we, by His grace, we realize everything. So we have to wait a little bit, because like you say, you're getting there. I'm getting there. But ultimately, there's no end to that realization. Krishna's has Lord Chaitanya Leela. Why? Some of the reasons are, he wants to understand Radharani. So even Krishna is learning about himself. The cowherd boys, they're realizing more about Krishna. But in this material world, often, sometimes they write, I was married to my wife 50 years, and then I suddenly realized I didn't know her at all. Right? Isn't it? That's very common. Because you can't know anything in the... It's all illusion. There's nothing you can put your hand on. It's all a fog. It's all flux. It's all mistaken understanding. It's all Maya. Wow. Okay, we'll finish on that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, Sadhu Sangha, Vrindavan, Dhamma Ki Jai.